Multiply Yourself by My Pain Over You by Lullaby Lucky. He is the sun and she is the moon. Every once in a while, she will revolve and block the view of his earth, but it's never for long enough. So she keeps on moving, waiting for her turn again. She's no Bella Swan, but she never wishes she could be. She'll say months and he'll say years. I swear, Bella, nothing happened. It was years ago. Tanya almost laughs. It started years ago. 24, to be exact. Not that she's counting. She remembers meeting him for the first time, when he really was that person he portrays now. He was so young, and Tanya wanted to show him everything. It always used to surprise her when he came to visit, just to see her, but he had just wanted to learn what she was flaunting. She knows him in ways that the human will never understand, things that make him so angry he slams you against a wall while you scream his name. He won't speak to you for days, only fuck you. The spots that make him moan, right below his hip bone. She understands the demons inside of him because they are her own, and most of all, she understands his relationship with Bella Swan. He's playing naive and coy, and he really should know better. Tanya isn't surprised when he's at her doorstep 2 days before the wedding. His lips are on hers, and he mumbles the words in her mouth, "This is the last time." Her hands are pulling his shirt from its place tucked in his jeans, and she whispers back, "It always is. I want you, but I don't need you."